jihadist militants fighting in Syria and Iraq have declared the creation of an Islamist state spanning parts of both countries. The now notorious Al-Qaeda breakaway group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, is behind the declaration. And they are urging other jihadist groups to pledge allegiance to the new state. As you can see clearly on our map here, its territory covers the north of Syria and the eastern half of Iraq, which is home to rich oil fields. So the question then arises, where exactly does ISIS get the funding that it needs in order to seize power in the region? Well, it's thought that the group has powerful sponsors in the Gulf states which fund its activities. ISIS is also involved in smuggling, extortion and bank robberies. In the course of its rapid advance on Baghdad, the group took control of stockpiles of US-made weaponry. And even Washington has played its role in the rise of ISIS, as RT's Marina Port Naya explains.
The newest terrorist organization known as ISIS is overtaking Al-Qaeda's reign as public enemy number one. Sunni Islamic militants are unleashing brutality and bloodshed in Iraq. But it's next door, in Syria, during a three-year civil war, where the extremist group got its start.
We are where we are because we armed the Syrian rebels. We have been fighting alongside Al-Qaeda, fighting alongside ISIS. ISIS is now emboldened in two countries. But here's the anomaly. We're with ISIS in Syria. We're on the same side of the war. So those who want to get involved to stop ISIS in Iraq are allied with ISIS in Syria. That is the real contradiction to this whole policy.
Right. According to reports, the U.S. government may have inadvertently played a direct role in strengthening extremists.
There are also allegations that the United States may have been involved in some of the training of these ISIS insurgents at a training camp in Jordan. So the Saudis, the Qataris, others are directly involved in this regime change policy in Syria and in Iraq, and the United States has helped and created these conditions. And this will cause chaos and expanding war in the region.
According to German magazine Der Spiegel, Americans were still in Jordan in March of last year, training up to 1,200 members of the Free Syrian Army to use anti-tank weaponry.
We have spent a lot of time trying to work with a moderate opposition in Syria.
Now, the White House is ready to spend a lot of money. The Obama administration has requested $500 million to arm and train Syrian rebels fighting to topple President Bashar Assad. U.S. officials claim only appropriate vetted members of the moderate Syrian opposition will receive American weapons and ammo. Problem is, it's not always easy to differentiate between the moderate and terrorist. Here's U.S. Senator John McCain posing with members of ISIS. The photo is now reportedly being circulated by the group as proof of their legitimacy. Not to be disputed, the legitimacy of ISIS's gruesome behavior. Violence so horrific, some report Osama bin Laden looks like a gentle soul in comparison.
As the newest group of terrorists is growing stronger and gaining more ground throughout the Arab world, their safe haven remains in Syria, where the White House is promising to send more weapons with the goal of establishing peace. Marina Port Naya, RT, Washington, D.C.
And it's not just Gulf countries or the U.S. behind the rise of the militants operating in Syria. We spoke to Dr. Hussein Barji from the Middle East Technical University, who says Turkey has been widely supporting jihadists in its bid to undermine Assad.
We know that the Turkish government, in particular in Syria, is entertaining strong and close relations with Islamic groups. The Turkish government until now has not used the word terrorist for ISIS, but rather speaking about the certain elements of Islamic groups. We know that the Turkish government has been friendly to those groupings, and those groupings also abuse, of course, this Turkish sympathy of the Turkish government.